Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechte des Becheures Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Einav Gedoilus Kishel Egel. His eyes are very big, like a calf. A calf has larger eyes than a regular person does. Like Ketanais, or they're smaller than normal, Kishel Avas. They look like the eyes of a goose. A goose has smaller eyes than regular people do. Gufay Gadol Me'avarav, or his body. It's like the area of his stomach and his chest is much larger than what seems to fit with his arms and legs. Or the other way around. It's smaller. His limbs are the size where we would think would be connected to like a bigger body. Or his nose is larger than compared to his other limbs. The nose is supposed to be as long as the small finger of your hand. If it's longer than that or shorter, for the kind that's called a mum, I cut in my avarv, or his nose is smaller when you compare it to his other avarim. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Hatzimeim v'hatzimeya. These are names of mumim. Ezu tzimeya, what's called tzimeya. She'aznav ktanais, his ears are too small. Vatzimeim, what's called tzimeim, that's she'aznav daimus l'sfoig. His ears look like a sponge. Vaitra says, it looks like his ears shriveled up, like a dry sponge. According to the Rambam, maybe it looks like they're swollen, like a wet sponge. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. If his eyes are large, like a calf's eyes, or small, like the eyes of a goose. If proportionately his guf seems bigger than his limbs, or the other way around, his limbs bigger than the guf. If his nose is unusually large or small. Or he has the problem of tzimim and tzimeya. Tzimeya is his ears are too small, and simeim is someone whose ears are compared to a sponge, which either means, according to the Batura, that it's shriveled, according to the Rambam, it's like a wet sponge, that's more like bloated.